Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There is no pressure for me to be pushed into my future. I need to determine how I'm going to walk into it, right? And that's strategic.
A lot of us are actually sitting in answered prayers.
I think this inflated sense of evil eye is stopping people from actually engaging with their destiny helpers.
And there's so many ambitions that we may have for ourselves that can quickly become an idol.
If you're not determined, it's not going to happen.
Hello and welcome to the Two My Sisters podcast. I'm Renee.
And I'm Courtney, and we are your online sisters and hosts of the Two My Sisters podcast.
Now, we are all about promoting the wellness, growth and development of a community of sisters across the world.
And in today's conversation, we are going to be talking about balancing ambition with contentment. Yeah. So one of you amazing ladies sent in a very amazing dilemma, and it inspired me to talk about something which I think is on a lot of our minds, which is how can I be content and grateful about my life right now,
yeah,
while still wanting more?
Yeah.
And what is the limit?
Yeah.
So as you can tell, we are back. We have not been recording. We haven't recorded in like a month.
Yo,
we were on a break.
We needed some time away,
honestly, but we are back, and it actually feels good to be back.
It actually does
feel good to be back. Lights are up, mics are here, we're back to our duties of being online sisters.
Braided up.
If you are not up to date, yeah, still braided up. Different braids though,
right?
If you are not up to date, then you would not know. If you don't follow us on socials, which I don't know why you wouldn't. Maybe it's because you're new here. Let's just assume you're new. We were traveling around Asia, so we hosted a TMS international retreat in Bali. And guys, I think it's actually very fitting that we're talking about gratitude to some degree.
Oh, man.
Because that trip, that was the word for that trip. Gratitude
was the word. It was such a transformative experience.
And man,
I know that interacting with TMS is transformative, mm-hmm, anyways, and you know, you never leave the same. It's really giving ministry, it's really giving you come as you are and you leave changed and transformed. But when I say that was probably one of the most transformative trips I've ever been on, the level of sisterhood, the level of friendship, the level of like real deep trust that we were able to nurture with such a wonderful community of sisters, mm-hmm, from very divergent places in the world, mind you. We had sisters from South Africa, we had sisters from the States, we had sisters from the UK. And it was just so beautiful to see that we were able to cultivate that community in flipping Indonesia, mm-hmm, and still feel safe, comfortable and happy together. Like, honestly, transformative.
Very amazing. Like, every single one of the women that came, such beautiful souls. It was just the perfect group of people. Like, it was a slightly smaller group than Tanzania, which was perfect, and we were able to have deep conversations but like do really fun things, mm-hmm, as well. It, mm-hmm, wasn't overwhelming. No drama in pure TMS
Zero.
fashion. It was life-changing and so beautiful, honestly. Really looking forward to South Africa now.
Cannot wait
to travel more with you guys. But yeah, throughout August we're doing like some more traveling. I went to Singapore and Thailand. It was so fun. Renee's just come back from holiday as well. It's just been nice to have time to rest and reflect, and maybe we'll share more about the gems that we have learned. But since we've been gone, so much has transpired. We have reached our goal for the Bright Future Academy. We have surpassed it, in fact. The Bright Future Academy is well underway. Thank you so much for all of your donations, your generosity, honestly, your encouragement. You have made this project possible, and we are grateful. Nguvu is grateful. Nguvu and the Bright Future Academy are currently up for a couple award nominations for Corporate Social Responsibility Project of the Year. And if you don't know, Nguvu is based in Ghana. And so to be getting that kind of spotlight and platform in the nation we're building in is actually an incredible blessing. And so thank you all so much. We're going to put the link in the description for you to go and vote for that. But genuinely, sisters, like, I don't think words can describe how grateful we are that you made this thing happen. We are building a school. It is underway. So many project updates are available on Instagram, but I'm going to include clips here in the podcast as well for you to see. So come over to YouTube if you are listening on podcast streaming platforms just to see Wagwan. But honestly, guys, you guys are killing it, killing it. And you know where else you're killing it? Ticket sales for the live show, baby.
Yeah. I'm so happy because we have been sitting on some of the announcements for the guests for a long time. We were like, when are we going to actually be able to share like a real update in real time? And sisters, honestly, thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for showing up for us. And thank you so much for making TMS what it is. The fact that we can pull off a live show in Hackney. Do you guys know how big Hackney Empire is? And honestly, I still remember when we actually went to see the venue at the top end of this year, and we were like, well, this is a big venue and we are hoping for the best, and we are hoping that our community will ride out and come together. And sisters,
you really are.
You rode out. You took the horses. We're outside in October.
That being said though, tickets have not sold out. There is still an opportunity for you to come to the evening. And so if you want to grab a ticket, head to the link in our description. They're available on the Hackney Empire website, and it is becoming the biggest girl event of the year. Literally. Okay, we have Miss Tony Tone, jeez, Unshaded Jane,
come on now,
Kalechnikov, hosted by Adela Afade and Elaine, baby.
Baby.
Okay, it is a night. And then, of course, there's ourselves.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be there. Don't worry, I know y'all.
We're going to be there We're going to be there taking the main stage as well. We are going to be talking about glowing and growing through the ages. Honestly, we are so excited to have a room full of women of so many different ages. Our mothers are going to be there. Like,
the fam's going to be around.
The family is going to be there. Like, we want to see all of you come out. Bring a sister, bring a group of friends, okay? We know that's going to be a good evening. So please grab your ticket. I don't know if there's any other disclaimers. Voting for everything else has closed.
I mean, our rising star. Even as
the
award
show is tonight, guys.
Literally tonight, as we are speaking. And also, guys, I just want to honor Courtney real quickly. Not only is she a rising, you know how she gets when you start to honor her. The whole stop it, guys, it's nasty. But sis has actually been ill this week.
I have. And sis, that's why I sound like I've swallowed a million gummies and I'm coming to talk on this mic.
You guys were fully set to get no episode or just me singing Kumbaya for like 30 minutes on this podcast episode. But Courtney, rise and shine. It's time to work.
Time to record.
And said I'm going to swallow my strawberries and my soup and I'm going to come and record something for you guys.
Of course, this has to get done. Even throughout traveling, like editing all the stuff and making sure everyone was getting what they needed. Like, this genuinely, like you said, is a ministry. And as much as, of course, I'm not promoting toxic work and stuff like that, but I enjoy this. And yeah, you know, attacks will come, but the devil cannot succeed. But that's why I sound like this. I currently, I'm recovering from a throat infection of some kind. This is the best I have been able to speak in the last 7 days.
I can't conquer.
Which has been wild because I speak for a living.
I can conquer.
So like all my meetings were cancelled, which has been crazy because it's meant I've had to rest. Like, I'll wake up and even our team is like, oh, Courtney, like, take some rest. And I'm like, I want to work.
No, I want to work.
I want to do some stuff. But honestly, like, I just thank God that this is the work that we get to do.
Right.
Even being able to work and do it remotely. Mm-hmm. But also, I am still recovering, so pray for me, please.
Right, please.
Because I'm still sick.
Pray it up. Next week, we need to hear Courtney, like,
I
just
need a bit
sounding
more
great.
What is it, treble in my voice? Yeah. I need some more high notes because I sound very...
It's giving baritone right now.
It's too much. It's too much. But that's a little disclaimer. That's why I sound like this. But sisters, we have returned. We are back in office. And that means that we have somebody whose dilemma needs to be solved.
Oh, man.
And so, even though it's been a while... Well, for us,
yep.
It's time for a ding, ding, ding.
Dilemma.
Let's get into it. Is this voice even going to sound nice as I record this dilemma? Christ of Nazareth. Hey, beautiful sisters.
Hey.
I hope you're well and I hope you had an amazing time in Bali.
Oh, we did. Thank you.
We did. I've been listening to your podcast for years now and honestly, it's one of the best things ever. Mm-hmm. I listen to your new episodes religiously every Monday morning, and I learn so much from you both. God bless you both and continue to keep you and use you to do great things in our generation and beyond. Amen. My dilemma in a nutshell is I don't know how / I don't dream big anymore. Should I be worried, or is there anything I can do? All my life I wanted to be a singer, and that was pretty much my identity since I was a child. I released 2 EPs, multiple singles. I even performed at the O2 Islington as an opening act for one of my favorite Nigerian artists. That's such incredible. A big deal. Unfortunately, my career was not as successful as I wanted it to be. It was a struggle to see any growth, and I lost a lot of money over the years to promoters / publicist who promised and failed. I spent a lot of money in my music career. Being an independent artist means I make all the payments for producers, bandmates, rehearsal space, studio time, ads, etc. And I was constantly disappointed by my lack of return and stagnation. After 7 years of trying, I decided to give up music in 2021 after a painful release of my second and last EP. I felt so much better. I soon realized I had made music an idol. It was almost as if a trance had been broken. I felt so much calmer and more content. Not too long after that, I went into voice over work, and it's been pretty amazing. Nice. I've been able to pay off the debt music put me in from the money I've earned so far, which still blows my mind. Aww. When I was doing music, I used to have big dreams of doing all sorts of things, but now I'm comfortable with the mundane. I'm married now and looking forward to having children and raising a family with my husband, but I can't help but wonder why I've stopped dreaming big and having big goals about anything. Is it because I'm scared, or am I actually content? Should there be something I should be doing, or certain questions I should be asking myself? Hopefully I've provided enough information, but please let me know what you think. I hope to hear your thoughts soon. Lots of love from a sister. Kiss, kiss. And she then sent a follow-up email saying that she actually does have a full-time job. Like, this is her music was her 5 to 9, not her 9 to 5.
Fine.
So she's working.
Wow, working girl. First of all, sis, congratulations on everything that you've achieved. O2 Islington, an opening act for literally one of your favorite artists.
That's amazing.
That is insane. And especially with something like the music industry or the entertainment industry, it can be a long and hard slog. And getting to particular heights of fame or notoriety or whatever can be quite difficult. And what you've managed to do in that 7 years that you were really pursuing music, you really killed it. Fantastic. Well done. All that kind of stuff. In terms of kind of like dreaming big, you sound, at least from what I'm getting from the dilemma, pretty content, like really happy. There isn't any kind of like a, oh, I wish I could continue to pursue music, or I wish I could. It doesn't feel like there's any kind of regrets. And I feel like your lack of regret is because you actually threw yourself into your music at that particular time. And I think even that is much more than most people do. A lot of people kind of do. So for example, using the music example, they might do it for like maybe an hour or a couple of hours each week, as opposed to really throwing themselves into it. You gave music 7 Everything. Years. You gave it an EP, 2 EPs. Like, you gave it performances. You really gave it your all, and it didn't work out. And the fact that you even had the grace to really accept that and say, okay, maybe this phase of my life is over, or rather evolved into something else, right? Which allowed you to still explore and capitalize off of your creativity through voice work. Like, voice work is incredible. And from the sounds of it, you're actually really enjoying it.
You're good at it, clearly.
You're good. You're getting booked. You're booked.
I've been hearing
busy.
A lot about voice work recently.
If you guys hear us,
I was gonna say, as
a Disney
if
voiceover,
you are listening to this, this is not my fullest potential. Sorry, there are hundreds of episodes prior to this. There's even an audio book on audio.
She also sings. In fact, we sing. Like, if you need us to do
even genetically, it says. So we did a campaign recently. You guys will see that over on our Instagram, please. It's a paid promotion, so we beg you,
please,
go and interact, go and engage. We have to pay the bills.
we need to keep the lights on.
But yeah, even in our genetics, it says I'm musically gifted. highly musically gifted.
So if you want to capitalize off of that, please get in touch. hello@tmysisters.com. We are fantastic. If you even need us to do voiceover for real social media, just let
campaigns
us know. We can license our voice out.
100%.
But voice work is so exciting and there's so much opportunity right now as audio is really booming. 100%. So I love the fact that even though music didn't necessarily like work out in the way that you wanted, or rather that phase of your life has quote unquote ended, you were able to evolve it into something that allows you to continue doing the things that you actually love doing, 100%. Which is that voice work, that creativity, that music in a way. And even other areas of your life sound so excited. You married, girl. That's nice. Right. Congratulations. Hoping that you guys are having a very happy marriage.
She said she's even looking forward to having children.
She said you're knackered. And I love that for you, sis. You go out, get those kids. You get those kids. but it sounds like you're pretty happy with your life. And I think there's nothing wrong with quote unquote going through the motions. And as much as you say that, oh, I feel like I'm content with the mundane, there's nothing, I guess, mundane about your life right now. It's more so you're living in a dream, or it sounds like you're living in a state of contentment. And I think whilst there's always going to be in the back of our minds, like, oh, could I do more? Or like, there's always going to be a potential for quote unquote more. But I think it's such a beautiful dilemma to tie into what we're talking about in this episode, which is like, how do I stay content even though there's the perception of I could be doing more? I think it's also defining what is the more that you may seek, because sometimes it's sometimes it's just like a niggling feeling in the back of your mind that you're like, oh, maybe there's other areas that I want to explore, which is also perfectly fine. But then it's a question of sequencing and not restlessness or discontentment. It's more so taking time to actually enjoy your life in this particular stage, and then maybe thinking about, okay, what does the next evolution look like? It might be continuing with your voice acting. It might be, you know, having your kids. It might be doing different things. But in terms of like dreaming big, I don't necessarily think that we have to stay in a constant state of ambition. You don't always constantly have to be chasing the more. Sometimes it's actually resting in the things that you have now is the more that you were seeking for, who knows, like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I think it's that, right? A lot of us are actually sitting in answered prayers. And because we are like, so this generation is so obsessed with like the more, or like the next, or moving on to whatever is next. We forget to actually just get comfortable and like living life, like living in the present and enjoying your partner, enjoying your role, enjoying your community. So I would definitely encourage you to like rest in your contentment, rest in your present, and then maybe start thinking about, oh, are there other things that I want to do? Other things that I can think about in the future? But there's no rush. Like, there's actually no rush, especially because you've achieved so much already. And I think it's something that we touched on in one of our previous episodes, the importance of celebrating yourself and the importance of taking some time out to actually rest in that celebration. It's something that we continue to learn. And even in amidst our traveling and resting, we've actually found time and space to really just acknowledge and appreciate the things that we've done with TMS, the things that we have done in our, you know, personal lives, and some of the milestones that we've reached. Having that time to actually enjoy and appreciate the present is always a beautiful thing.
Definitely.
So don't feel too overwhelmed, or don't feel like, oh, I should be pushing for more, because life isn't about being in a constant state of seeking more. Life is equally about resting in the present, enjoying the present, and enjoying the moments, because many of us will be chasing more, get into the more, and then we'll actually resent the fact that we didn't spend more time really enjoying our present. Like really, really thinking about like spending time with the people that we love and doing the things that we love. You've gotten to a place where you're actually doing that. So do it.
Yeah, that's such good advice. Such good advice. And I think you've caught a break. Like, you actually, you were doing something and you made the bold step of saying, this isn't actually working for me anymore, and leaving it. And I think, yes, like you said, look back on everything you have done and be like, you know what, actually, I did that. And as much as you may see it as, oh, but I failed at it because the second EP didn't launch the way you wanted it to, I think especially with music and art forms, it's not necessarily about the marketing and whether it took off, but the fact that you created an amazing piece of art that you were proud enough of to even put out there into the world. And so remind yourself of the fact that, girl, you did that. Like, you did those performances. You created that music. Killed that it. Was your voice. You did that. And so that wasn't a failed season. That was you really pursuing your dreams and going hard on something that you loved, and you did it. And now you've caught a break in terms of, you know what, maybe this was your season to just cool off. And like you said, you paid off debt, you're working, full-time and you're also doing voiceover work on the side, and those are both lucrative ventures, and you're married now, like, as much as it may seem like life came down because it may not have been as stressful, it doesn't mean that life came down in quality. In fact, it sounds like life got calmer, life improved, life actually became a bit more stable. And sometimes we can mistake that for boring, we can mistake that for, oh, I'm not aiming for much, but actually what you have right now is a lot of people's goals, is what a lot of people are dreaming of, and it's very easy to take that for granted because it doesn't seem hard. But maybe this is your season for ease. This is not the season for things to be hard for you. And you should receive that. Like, you should really sit in that. Like, things are easy. And I'm not saying your life is completely easy. Obviously, everyone is going through stuff, but like, it's probably easier than it was before. And I think similarly, I've been there, like, living, I'm going hard for my dreams, It's like, maybe my dreams aren't working out. Let me take a break.
Sometimes it's actually necessary to let it go.
Exactly. But once you let it go, you then start, you know, when like you're holding onto something really tight, you let it go.
Yeah.
And it's like, the ease of it, the normality of having nothing in your hand almost makes you feel weak. Why aren't I grabbing onto anything? Right. And suddenly you think that that high level of stress or whatever that you were operating on is the norm. And now that you have a baseline, which is a lot calmer, it makes you think, but I could be doing more.
Right.
But that was you in overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is you at rest. And that's a really healthy and stable place to be.
Right.
However, I do think it's worth sitting down and asking yourself, like, if this is the season for you to be imaginative, what are my dreams? Like, what would actually be a cool goal? But I think those questions are best asked once we have recovered from any shock or pain or grief that we're experiencing from letting go of the last thing that we were doing.
Exactly.
Once you fully healed from that, then I think you will start to naturally find that dreams begin to emerge in your heart. And take good note of those dreams and know that you're now approaching making those dreams a reality from a place of rest with a great support system around you. I'm a big proponent of the fact that life happens in seasons, and this may just be your season of ease and your season to establish some things. Like, maybe it is time to just build a family, you know, and have the stability of, you've got your side hustle, you've got your main job, you've got your family that you're focusing on. And suddenly, you know, after you have your children or you've gone a couple of years into marriage, then you find that new imaginations come and new goals begin to appear. But I think you don't need to force anything. There is nothing wrong with you, and you aren't not being ambitious. You are just living a really cool life right now,
and
it may feel like you just need something exciting, which brings me to my last point. Maybe you just need a hobby. It's not necessarily about like building this new really great part of your life that is a business,
new venture.
Do you know what I mean? Or now I'm rebranding myself to be something else. Maybe you just need something that sparks a bit of joy in you, like a hobby, right? Something creative, especially if you are more creatively inclined. Do something that is creatively inclined, because it could be that that's is not being itched for you. You're working, I think she said she works in recruitment. So you're working in recruitment, which is quite corporate, and then you're doing voiceover work, but it's still work. So maybe you don't have a creative outlet for your organic creativity.
Yeah.
And so try and find that. There's nothing stopping you from penning down music nothing stopping you from picking up a new hobby or something creative to ignite your passions. So maybe that's what you need to do versus dreaming and putting yourself to work. Allow yourself to just do something fun.
Yeah.
But I love this season for you, sis. Well done to you.
Honestly, smashed it out of the park, mate.
Well, we hope that that was helpful. If you have a dilemma, of course, you can send them to us, dilemmas@twomysisters.com. Is it dilemmas?
Dilemmas.
Yes, dilemmas@twomysisters.com. And you'll be able to get your dilemma answered on the podcast one day.
Not one day. It's giving Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Dreams will come true one day. I'm joking.
You'll get the golden ticket.
I'm joking. We're trying our best to plow through. But you guys love the dilemma episode. So let us know if you want us to do more of those so we can get through more of those.
Yeah.
But into today's episode, balancing ambition with contentment. And you kind of talked about it when you were answering the dilemma. But why do you think we... these days, or our generation, or is this a human being issue?
Yeah.
Why do we struggle to be content?
I think it's a combination of variety of factors. First is, I think it is genuinely a human being issue. in the same way that, you know, you will get progressively hungrier and hungrier when you haven't eaten, I think there's a hunger or there's a need for human beings to continue to progress in some particular way. Back in the day, it was, you know, hunting, creating homes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And today it might look like, oh, I need to climb the corporate ladder, or I need to go about, you know, progressing in my life in the way that society often deems as appropriate, right? So it's the, you go to school, you go to university or do an apprenticeship or get a job or whatever, you find a relationship, etc. You buy a house. Like, there's certain social narratives of progression that people naturally become subsumed by, or at least influenced by, to scratch that need of like feeling like you're living a purposeful life. So ambition is definitely nothing new. It's something that humans have had for a long time. I think what we're seeing nowadays, though, is the convergence of everybody's ambitions. We are constantly being surrounded by people that are achieving things, especially on like social media. We're so connected, so we're just hyper aware of people achieving quote unquote things. Like, you go on things like our running joke is always, you go on things like LinkedIn, which obviously I personally love, but most people use things like LinkedIn as an announcement platform. It's like, I'm announcing that I've got this new job. It's like, I got a new job, or like, hi, I got this house, or like, hey, I did this, look at me. And the convergence of attention and ambition has meant that a lot of people are also putting a lot of undue stress on themselves to feel like they are moving forward or progressing in life. And then this is also exacerbated by other forces that have continued to exist. But thinking about like familial pressures, if you're coming from a background where your family expects you to do certain things by a particular age, or a culture which says that you need to have achieved this by this particular age, then a lot of people don't realize that this can also seep into their ambition, because again, this is what you're constantly being surrounded by, and what you're constantly being exposed to. So ambition, definitely not anything that's new. I think it's becoming a bit of an issue now, because I think a lot of people don't know how to like sit with having like no ambition, or at least give themselves an opportunity to like live a life without hyper focusedness on their ambition.
Right.
I think it's that over indexing on ambition that can be so, so harmful. And I think I love the analogy that you were using in terms of when you hold something in your hand and then all of a sudden you let go, it's like, oh, I feel weak. It's such an interesting.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Analogy, because you know when you're holding something so, so tightly, you don't realize that like your fingers are pressing into your palms, or like that you're actually hurting yourself the tighter that you hold on to something.
You become so used to it.
Exactly. I think people don't know how to put down ambition and pick it up. Like, they don't know what points that it makes sense to do that. In the same way, when you're holding a weight, you don't want to hold it all the time. You actually need to put it down in order to strengthen yourself to be able to pick it up again. So I think that a lot of people, but I think it's really, really important, more so for women as well, we don't know how to hold our ambition, but also simultaneously let go of our ambition when it's necessary for us to rest, recuperate, or strengthen ourselves before we have to hold that again. If we keep on holding on to this, it becomes a burden. It becomes difficult for us to actually regain our strength to pick up even more ambition. I think we often have it backwards, right? If we hold, the more we hold on to ambition, the stronger we'll get, when actually it's not necessarily holding on to it all the time, but picking strategic moments to pick it up to allow ourselves to get stronger, get used to the weight, and then put it down. That's again. Good. And I think, it's so, so pertinent for women, because especially as we've gotten into the modern age, becoming the modern woman, whatever, we haven't been able to fully put down the weight of patriarchy. So it's almost like for a lot of women, we are carrying so many different weights. And then to add ambition onto that, it's almost like holding two opposing forces, right, or multiple competing and opposing forces. And that's how we've fallen into so many other tropes as well within society, where it's like, oh, we're simultaneously wanting to be homemakers or wives or whatever, and then having to juggle that with, I want to do this with my career. Yeah. Not saying that it's not possible, but there's an immense pressure coming from so many different sides to be, quote unquote, the modern woman.
Right.
And it's long.
Yeah.
It's really long.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. And I think, I love that you mentioned patriarchy, because I feel like patriarchy goes hand in hand with capitalism. And I think one of the main narratives or lies of capitalism is you need to acquire more in order to be content. So you should never, you should never achieve contentment, because to be content obviously makes you somebody who's not available to consume. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if you're content with your life 100%, like in the most idealistic, almost unrealistic way of thinking about contentment, you don't actually need anything else, which then means you're no longer a consumer, right? I don't need another product. I don't need another thing. I'm happy with everything that I have. But we're living in a world which constantly needs you to buy more, which means it needs you to feel like you need more, which means that you cannot be content with what it is that you have. And I just think it's a big thing that a lot of us have internalized. Even if you're team F capitalism, deep down in your heart, you probably have internalized that message, because it's prevalent so much in advertising, in media, in social media, in everything that we are almost exposed to, in the way we are taught to interact with work. We are working to be more and we are working to gain more.
Mm-hmm.
But that also brings me to my next point, which is what we have is so linked to our identity that sometimes if we say we are content, it means it suggests we don't want to evolve. And it's like, no, I do want to evolve as a person, but evolution can look so many different ways, right? And it can look like so many different things. It doesn't just mean the amassing of things or the amassing of achievements. My evolution can also be in my character. It can also be in the nurturing of my relationships. It can be in, so my growth can be proved in so many different ways. And so me being content in what I have externally isn't me accepting stagnancy. It's me saying I'm now choosing to pursue evolution in a different space.
Right.
Do you get what I mean?
Right.
And I think the last thing is, I think people have conflated ambition with determination.
Oh, mate.
Ambition isn't something that you need to have all the time, because when you finally reach that goal, you're now thinking, oh, so what's the next goal? That's not normal.
No, but you gotta rest.
That's not normal.
You do.
Like, you actually, yes, you have to stop, but also you have to celebrate. And also, where are you running to?
And why are you running?
Like, where are you going? Who says I'm gonna set out to go to a destination? They get to the destination, they're like, okay, let me put the next address into the GPS. You didn't even step out of the car.
Hey, dog, don't kill me.
What the heck? Are you
ain't
doing
even
taking
the luggage out.
Do you get what I mean? Like, ambition is a great fuel. And if we're using that car analogy, it's a great thing to get you from A to B. But once you get to B, step out of the car.
Right.
Like, actually appreciate the fact that you made it to where it is you set out to go, right? Mm-hmm, you were determined to go there. And now you've gotten there. Soak in your surroundings, right? Soak in that job promotion and be there for a while, right? And it's not to say that you shouldn't set your eye on, okay, so is there a next place? And I think that's a simple question we can ask ourselves. Is there more than this? And oftentimes the answer is yes. I would like for some kind of progress to happen in my life, in my career, my relationships, whatever it is, with my body, whatever. But it doesn't have to be now. And I don't have to embark on that second part or the third part or the 15th part of this journey right now. Do you get what I mean? And I think there's also that sense of urgency that ambition can put on you, which is, oh, if you don't want to get stuck here, you need to go now.
Exactly.
And it's like, no,
just
I don't need
unnecessary compressing of timelines. And it's like, who are you running for? Where are you going? Why are you going?
Why?
Maybe stop and hold on for a second.
Yeah.
I think one thing about ambition that can be dangerous is when it goes unchecked as well.
Yeah.
And the the impact that it can have on the people around you, because ambition can quickly make you self-righteous.
Yeah.
It can quickly make you think, you know, I'm gonna cut above the rest because I'm dreaming big. I'm going for my, you know, my goals. I have to cut off all the people around me. We've seen it in all of the rappers, EPs, all of that. So how many a rapper has been like, you know, you guys just don't get it. I'm trying to be better than you. And it's like ambition almost becomes a signifier of somebody being better.
Yeah.
It's like, no, first of all, you should still have friends. Like, ambition isn't something that apparently makes you incapable of keeping friends. And only ambitious friends can be around you. And just understanding the diversity of ambition as well. When you have a tunnel vision ambition, suddenly everybody else's ambition or goals for themselves seem so small in comparison, right? Or like vice versa, you may start to feel a little bit intimidated and think, oh, maybe my ambitions should be bigger. That comparison effect that ambition can have, depending on the people that you have around you, but also if you don't, like if you allow it to go unchecked. And I think that can be quite a dangerous thing, because it then leads to competition, isolation, self-righteousness. And again, this is not to say don't be ambitious, but don't allow ambition to be your leader. Don't allow it to be the thing that controls you. Because quickly, I love the fact that even in the dilemma, Sis said she realized that music, whilst it was one of her ambitions, it also became an idol. And there's so many ambitions that we may have for ourselves that can quickly become an idol. As much as it's necessary when you are in the phase of building something or pursuing something to have a little bit of obsession, like it's necessary for you to work hard and put all your eggs in like one basket and really go towards it, when you allow that to become your idol, remember that things change. Ambitions, you can pursue it as much as you want, but what happens if, for example, your ambitions don't work out? Or what happens if in the pursuit of ambition you have lost everybody around you? It makes me think of the story of Icarus when he was flying towards the sun, and he was like, you know what, I'm better than everybody, I am going to go and pursue the sun. Like, my ambition is to pursue the sun. And this guy was quickly humbled when he realized that in the pursuit of the sun, he burnt to a crisp and fell to the ground. Like, don't allow that to be you. Don't allow your ambition to become your sun, lest it burn you up and you fall to the ground. Maybe if Icarus had had somebody to tell him like, hey, my brother, but you know, what are you doing? You need to like chill out with this ambition. And I think that also relates to my next point, which is, don't be ambitious alone. Like, actually share and engage with other people when it comes to your ambition, because oftentimes they can be the one to check you or support you, right? Like, does it make sense for me to have this ambition for myself, or is there ways that I can even partner with you in this ambition? Can often be a failsafe, or rather a jailbreak, if you find yourself in a tight spot in pursuit of ambition.
But a lot of people don't want to do that because and no one cares. No one actually cares. No one cares. Let me tell you something. Look me in my eye. No one cares.
I might have a controversial take on evil eye. Maybe it's just because like I'm a Christian. So you know, my Bible says that God is powerful.
100%
And maybe it's a remnant of like obviously culture, and like not to say that, you know, you can believe what you like, but I do think that there is this immense amount of power that we have given to this idea that people are watching us. And it's like, whoa, I understand that like you want to keep things private and you want to, you know, cultivate a sense of like, I guess just privacy, but this whole, oh, people are watching
me.
And this is not to say that people are not praying for your downfall. Trust me, 100%. There are people praying for your 100%. downfall. There's people praying for my downfall, for Courtney's 100%. downfall, for even TMS's downfall.
You will not
downfall.
Succeed. I just want to put that out there. Just because I have this sore throat, don't think the devil is with him. He's not.
In my Bible, it says the Lord prepares a table for my enemies.
In the presence of my enemies, the table is being prepared for me.
Don't be the one to take a seat at the hater table. You won't prosper.
I don't even think you'll be allowed the chair.
You can form the weapon, but it says that the weapon will never prosper.
100%.
So I think it's that. It's giving too much power 100%. To this idea
but
of
also,
evil.
Also, I think this inflated sense of evil eye is stopping people from actually engaging with their destiny helpers. You need to converse with people about the ambitions that you have. You need to tell them, this is my goal, because who else is going to introduce you to that person? Who else is going to tell you maybe you are flying too close to the sun, and maybe all that you are dreaming of isn't all that you have made it up to be. The life that you're heading towards isn't actually as fun or isn't actually as golden as you want it to be. Who else is going to give you that wisdom other than somebody standing outside of this situation? Because one thing about obsession is it can make us delusional, right? be careful. If you think, oh, I can't tell anybody my dreams, I can't tell anyone my goals and my ambitions because they're going to pray for my downfall, you're going to end up doing life alone. Mm. And oftentimes that's how you end up sabotaging yourself, and no one's going to be there to help you recover from that either. So I'm not saying go out into the world and tell everybody your business, because I believe in privacy. I believe in guarding your heart and your dreams. But what I am saying is there are special people and special counsel you should have around you, yep, who you do welcome in. And if you are allowing the whole obsession with evil eye to make you block out helpful community.
Delulu
is not the Salulu.
The word is Delulu.
It's not the Salulu.
The spirit of Delulu.
Stop it. Like, that's what I mean. Like, sometimes the whole evil eye thing can be so delusional. Mm. Like, no, you still need to welcome people into this journey that you are going on. And if you're going to block people out because, oh, I'm so scared that people are going to want me to have like, you need to start questioning who do you have around you?
Yeah.
Gosh,
why
are you so like suspicious of everyone? And maybe you inherited it.
Suspicious.
Maybe you inherited that, but you should go and talk to your therapist about that.
I'm screaming.
You should.
You know, it's quite a series of unfortunate events, because I think sometimes when you have an ambition, you think that you're the only person that has that ambition. So even when you see other people, you know the ones where people see other people, it's like, ah, that should have been me.
Do you get what I mean? It's
you can.
And I think that's another thing, like even within this wider conversation about balancing ambition and contentment. Sorry. A growth mindset lets you know that I can evolve past the place that I am at right now. Mm-hmm. And it's the work that I put into that evolution that will allow me to reach those goals. But also it comes against a scarcity mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Which says that, oh, because that person has that, I can't have that. And I think it then, ambition is tricky in general, but it can sometimes make us teeter on the edge of greed, which is now coveting what somebody else has and wanting that, even if it's not meant to be yours, all in the name of, I just want to appear successful. Mm. And I think with ambition, we need to be careful in making sure that, like you said, we're not defined by our ambitions, whether we've actualized them or not. Because if we are, what we'll then find is we're constantly trying to do something else. We constantly need to be something else. We need to be in this constant state of striving for something and never just being what we are and who we are and being content with that. And if you're not careful, your achievements then become so wrapped up with your identity that if you lose anything, or God forbid you fail in anything, you now feel like you're a waste of space. And you're not, right? You are not all that you have achieved. You are not just what you have achieved. You are not just the sum of your victories, right? You are who you are, and that's why you won in the first place. And so allow yourself to really sit in your identity of, I know I'm good, right? I know that I am loved. I know that I'm loved by the people around me. I know I'm loved by God. I know I have a great calling on my life. There is no pressure for me to be pushed into my future. I need to determine how I'm going to walk into it, right? And that's strategic. You can't just allow your ambition to have you running helter skelter.
Absolutely.
Because that's when you start looking mad and you start moving mad.
Just moving scanty and scatty. And equally, I guess, on the opposite side of the spectrum, dare to dream big.
Yes.
I think, obviously, you guys have probably heard this again and again, and it's been the, you know, note of the season. Women, dream big.
Go and watch the episode we did with V.
That is fantastic. Yeah. It's even the most recent episode, so you have excuse. Yeah. And it's really beautiful to see examples. V is a great example, actually, and a whole bunch of women that we have within our community and our network. In fact, if you're in London, you should come to the Live in London show, because they are all inspirational women that, you know.
Sorry.
They have pursued their ambitions and they have won at it.
And it's not just the women on stage either. Like, the thing about TMS that's lit is you'll find yourself sitting next to someone who's like, oh yeah, I do X, Y, Z. I'm basically a world changer. Like,
and you're just like, oh, well,
that's the community.
And you're a sister.
And they're out here trying to support.
It's honestly beautiful. And that's what's the beautiful thing about like community.
Yeah.
When community and ambition converge.
Yes.
Because when you hear these stories, it's not just about the raw ambition and the raw I'm striving for this, but it's also the partnering. It's also the joining, the meeting of minds that have really strengthened this ambition and manifested it into something that's actually quite real.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling a little bit like, oh man, my ambitions are a bit too small, or I don't feel like I have ambition, but I want ambition, one of the best ways that you can do that is actually surround yourself with with people that can actually inspire you. Rather than covet what they have, use that as inspiration to start thinking, how can I apply the framework or the thinking or some of the steps and strategies they have used to something that I want to pursue myself, that is individualistic and something that's tailored to what I think is my calling, as opposed to I want what she has. That's stealing. Theft. You don't want to steal. Remember, we don't steal in this community. Which inspiration, it's all about using it as a spark to really do the things that you are called to do. And I think rather than seeing people as competition, you want to see them as collaborators. Can I, like, within my ambition, how can I support this person? Because it's a whole... Being able to celebrate by yourself is one thing, but being able to celebrate as a community, I tell you, there's nothing like it. Being able to celebrate with people that actually love you and care for you and have your best intentions at heart, I'm telling you, one in a million. There's so many people that get to the top of their game and they're so lonely and they're wondering, why is it that nobody wants to celebrate me? Why is it that nobody cares about me? I, you know, did the thing. I guess people are just jealous of me. Your attitude sucked. And when you were pursuing your ambition, you left everybody behind because you thought you were better.
Or you believed in evil eye.
You believed in evil eye. And the thing is, you yourself, you manifested that evil eye because now people are looking at you evilly.
Do you get what I mean? Do you get what I mean? You're actually the one putting this into the atmosphere. You're moving crazy. But let me not hate you guys. Because I know this dear to some of you.
You know, it's actually all love. So genuinely, like, don't allow the constraints or the confines of your current situation or where you're currently at to put a lid on your ambition. I think there's quite a lot of sisters that will be thinking, oh, like, who am I to do X, Y, Z? Or who am I to even think?
Why not you? In the words of Lydia, listen, at the end of the day, no one's going to stop you from pursuing what it is you want to pursue, right? Apart from yourself. If you actually set in your mind, no, I'm going after this, go after it. Break all the barriers in the way, right? Listen to the content, talk about the barriers, that the systemic issues that stand in your way, but don't stop yourself from running, right? I feel as though a lot of us are scared to even embrace our wildest dreams and our wildest ambitions because it is, oh, I'm scared of failure. Oh, I'm, what, like you said, who am I? What if I don't make it? So many what ifs.
Even if you flop, who is going to beat you? That's like my life's motto right now.
No one. And also, you're not going to die, right? Like, there's at the other side of, on the other side of this failure, there is still life, which means there's an opportunity for you to do something else, give up, try again, whatever it is you choose to do, you'll have breath in your lungs to be able to make the choice.
Hallelujah.
Do you
get what I mean?
So at the end of the day, if it's not going to kill you, you might as well try. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't have, like you said, they don't have the big dreams because they don't know the possibilities. And I think that's another reason why you need to gain inspiration, not just from the people around you, but the stories we now have access to. Living in a digital world, there are some people that come across my timeline, I just think, how have I even become acquainted with this story? Do you know what I mean? But now I am. I know that there are possibilities in this life. There are possibilities in this world. And there are, and this isn't with the, you know, super ambitious, somebody built a unicorn company or maybe they found the cure to cancer. It's not that. It's more so like, oh, so you were in debt and you bought a house still? Like, oh, you maybe came from refugee situation and now you've been able to graduate from school. Like, I never thought these things would be possible for me, but now I'm seeing that you've actually done it, then I know there's a possibility. And there's something about possibilities that actually give us hope for the future, but also it now means that we can be connected with people to learn, how did you do it? Because a lot of the reason why we're also scared to pursue our dreams is because we don't know how. Like, how am I actually going to become this? How am I going to achieve this? But there is so much information out there, and there are so many people with the story that you desire to have, that you can ask them, how? Like, how did you actually do it? And now you take that and you go and do the work and you make it happen for yourself. But I think we're living in a world right now where the ability to make your possibilities a reality couldn't be more real. It couldn't be more possible for you.
Right.
And so go for it. Like, really, really go for it. And this isn't the big dreams that, you know, are steeped in materialism and going by the house, going by the flashy car, going by the clothes. No, like, if what you're trying to attain is healing, if it's completion of something, if it's the me being self-disciplined enough to be able to do X, Y, Z, it is possible for you. You just need to do it. Like, you actually just need to, like you said, surround yourself with the people, equip yourself with the information, and allow yourself to see what you can do.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to actually see what you can do when you put your mind to something you're determined, right? So it's not just about, like I said, being ambitious. It's not just about being ambitious. It's about having the determination. Are you even determined to make your life a success, whatever that means to you? Mm-hmm. Are you even determined to be healed, to be happy, to be whole, to be whatever it is that you want to be? If you're not determined, it's not going to happen.
And also, sis, do not despise where you currently are.
Yeah, facts.
Don't start chasing ambition because you hate where you are.
Yeah.
Try and find the beauty in the things that you have currently. Oftentimes we can have ambition because we absolutely hate or despise where we currently are. But one thing that we learned, well, continue to learn actually, that was so present in our trip to Bali was the power of gratitude.
The power
like
of
really
gratitude.
Just being thankful that, you know, there is breath in your lungs. Being thankful that there are people that do care about you. Being thankful that, you know, there may be a roof over your head. Just being thankful for the little things, because I'm telling you, gratitude plus ambition, unstoppable force.
I think for anyone who may be struggling to be grateful for any for their life right now, because it feels like they're not where they want to be, you need to start reframing the way that you see everything. And I think reframing is one of them ones that remind you that you are the architect of your life to some degree. What you need to start looking at is, actually, it's not about comparing yourself to other people and being like, oh, they don't have this and I have this, let me be grateful.
No.
It's actually, what in my life am I taking for granted right now? Because I think that's one thing discontentment makes you do. Mm-hmm. It makes you take small things for granted. The place you live, the fact you have food in your mouth, the fact that you're not worrying about where your next meal may be coming from, the fact that you can even listen to this podcast, right?
Yeah,
not to center ourselves, but you've even got data.
You got some equipment. No, it's true though. Data being expensive, especially these phone companies, Vodafone, EE, we're watching you. But if you did want to sponsor the podcast, you should let us know.
You definitely should.
We might have a more positive thing to say about you. So you should drop us a line.
Lower the data tariffs, especially globally. Like, okay, us, we've got the bread for the contracts. But why are you traveling to somewhere they're telling you 10 gigabytes of internet is going to be 55 cities?
You are outside, you're roaming.
Stop that!
You're outside and it's going to cost you £25 per minute.
Oh, so many barriers. So many barriers to the internet. But yeah, like things like that. You have internet connection, or you have books that you can read, or you have a school that you can... The things that you're probably even complaining about, reframe them to be grateful for them, right? Because I think gratitude allows you to see the possibilities of something. You cannot see the possibilities in something you despise.
Right.
You actually have to honor the thing first and say, somewhere in this situation, as much as I may be discontent in some places, there is actually beauty that can be found here, right? It's like having a field and saying, I'm writing off the field because there's nothing on it. But unless you can see, okay, this field has the possibility to have a house built on it, or maybe it even has the possibility that there's gold under it, there needs to be something that I could be able to imagine that is positive about this thing before I now know, am I going to dig or am I going to build? Do you get what I mean?
Beautiful.
So allow yourself to see the possibilities, but that has to happen by first cherishing the thing, not even cherishing it, but at least seeing it in a grateful light, right?
Seeing the positives.
Practice your gratitude, sisters. Maybe this week your active activity is three things you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Just three things. The first could even be yourself.
The second,
fact that you're alive.
And the second and third should be the TMS podcast.
No.
Okay, at least the third thing. Find something nice for the second.
No, all of you, we know you're grateful for the podcast.
The third thing, just, you know, you're grateful for your sisters, Renee and Courtney. And you're so grateful.
Forget that we exist.
You're so grateful.
Decenter us. And you write what you're grateful for about your life.
You're so grateful that you should even follow us on all of our platforms.
That is true.
Because of your gratitude for this wonderful community.
That is absolutely true.
You're going to follow us on all socials.
Exactly. But you don't need to write us in your 3 points.
Yeah, you don't have to write us. I would encourage you. But no, I'm joking. I'm actually true.
But yeah, now, if you are grateful for this platform, follow us everywhere. Okay. okay?
Rate us 5 stars.
Rate us 5 stars on the pod.
If you have read the book, please, we would love reviews. Come to Amazon, let us know, what did you think of the book? Yeah,
you can leave a review on Audible as well, actually, if you finish listening to the audiobook, even if you're in the middle of it, child, the beginning's great.
Go to app.
So,
transformative, I've heard.
But yeah, honestly, sisters, we really appreciate you. Thank you for rocking with us on the last couple minutes.
Right.
And we hope that this was actually helpful. But there are so many amazing episodes we have in store. My throat will not permit us to do more. I can't lie to you. But next week, we're coming hard. So let us know, what episodes do you want to see from us now that we're hurtling towards the end of the year? Hello. What would you like for us to talk about? But sisters, we absolutely love you. We hope you have an amazing week. Be sure to sign up to the mailing list so you get weekly blurring and growing tips straight to your inbox. Hello. From us, sign up at tomysisters.com. Follow us across socials at tomysisterhood. You can also follow us individually, my lovely best friend at Renee Kapuku, and myself at CD Boating. And be well.
Yeah, that's it.
Be well. What did that as you always say? Yeah. Keep glowing and growing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.